Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is November the 18th, Tuesday, 2014. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from the south of Brazil. I'm speaking from Porto Alegre. Today a warm, sunny day here in Porto Alegre. This is episode 43 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about collocations with the verb have. Have is a very important verb in the English language. It's a light verb. A light verb is a verb that has a light meaning, let's say. So the meaning of the verb changes according to the words or to the collocations, to the words which are combined with the verb. So we have, to give you some other examples of what light verbs are, I could include take, get, put, and I think the most important ones in the English language are get, take, and have. And of course, there are some other verbs. Do as well is a light verb in some cases. And so light verb meaning that the verb changes its meaning according to what is combined, to what nouns or whatever word comes with the verb. It's an interesting concept because oftentimes we think that, oh, is this an expression? Yeah, maybe this is a collocation. Maybe this is a common combination of words in the language. By the way, there is another episode I recorded about collocations. That was back in April. Earlier this year, 2014, I mean, if you want to check it out, that was episode 11, published back in April 2014. So, the meaning of have, we often use have plus object when we talk about actions and experiences, especially in a more informal style. For example, we could say, let's have a drink, let's go for a drink, or let's have a drink. Or, I'm going to have a bath. I'm going to have a shower. I'll have a think and let you know what I decide. Or, when someone is going on vacation, you could say, have a good time. So, in these expressions, have can be the equivalent of eat, drink, enjoy, or even experience, and many other things. The exact meaning, like I said before, depends on the following noun. And this is the idea of a light verb. Light verbs are very common in the language and it's kind of difficult to grasp their meaning. So the key thing to learn how to use light verbs, in my opinion, is basically to study some common expressions, some common combination of words, if you prefer to use the word collocations, and then check out how to use them and when it's appropriate to use those collocations. This is the best way to remember them and to use them in a productive way. So I'm going to read some examples, some collocations or typical expressions, if you will, with the verb have. Of course, there are the very common have plus a meal. For example, have breakfast or have lunch, have dinner. Then you can also combine have with drinks, like have some tea or have a cup of coffee. So I think I'm going to stop and have a cup of coffee, or to have a drink with your friends after work, to have a meal in general. Then to have a wash or to have a bath or to have a shave or to have a shower, to have a rest, to have a dream if you are sleeping. You can even have a sleep if you like. To have a good time when you're traveling. Oh, I had a good time. I had a very good time. I went to the beach this weekend and I had a very good time. To have a bad day. Oh, yesterday I had a very bad day. To have a nice evening. To have a day off. So if you're really tired and you need a day off, you can have a day off. To have a holiday or to have a vacation, if you prefer American English. To have a good flight. Did you have a good flight? So these are, if you think about the meaning of have, like if I take this last example, for instance, to have a good flight, basically the meaning of have here is to experience. So did you experience, did you have a good flight? Did you have a nice trip? So to have a chat with friends, to have a word. Can I have a word with you after the class today? So to have a word with someone, which means to talk to someone. To have a conversation with someone, or even to have a fight, to have a disagreement. So these are all very common, typical expressions or collocations that you can use with the verb have. I'm looking at a grammar book by Michael Swam, the famous Practical English Usage by Michael Swam. This is this is the new edition, but probably there are newer editions because this one I bought back in 1998. Still very useful and one of my favorite grammar books. There are other meanings of have, but I'm not going to talk about them today because you can also use have meaning possession or have plus object plus a verb form. So there are different structures have got that maybe in future episodes I can talk a little bit more about. I would also like to mention some other examples from the Oxford Collocations Dictionary for Students of English. Also an old friend of mine, let's say, because let's check the date. Yeah, I bought this dictionary back in September 2002. So it's quite an old friend as well. Here there is a short list. To have an accident, to have an argument. So to have an argument with someone. To have a bath. To have a break. To have breakfast. To have cancer. That's not a very good one. To have a chat with a friend. To have a cold. That's very common as well. To have difficulty in doing something. Yes, I have difficulties in communicating in public. To have a drink, to have a feeling. Oh, I have a feeling that something is going to happen. To have fun, to have a guess, to have a heart attack. That's also not a very good one. To have an idea, to have an interest, to have a look. Oh, let's have a look. So to have a look meaning to take a look or to look at something very quickly. So let's have a look at this dictionary. To have a meeting, to have a party, to have a nap, to have an operation, to have patience to deal with children, to have problems, or to have a snack. That's what I need to have right now. So this is it. I think I gave you quite a few common collocations or typical expressions with the verb have. I would also like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list and subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. I would also like to give you the email address in case you want to send an email suggesting any topic for the future episodes. The email is info@followenglish.com.br. Keep sending the emails. I'm very happy to see that I have listeners from more than 70 countries right now, and I'm glad to be able to help you learn English. So keep studying, and I'll see you next time. Bye!